with Diana and Sophia.
Hello, hello, how you doing? So today in Good Morning with Sophia and my partner Diana.
So we'll be talking about a topic that it is difficult for everyone during these days that we are just like in self-isolation in our home. So it will be about good habits during quarantine and just to take care of us. And it will be just like a reminder for everyone to keep moving and stay motivated during these days. So we'll give you a little commercial, but stay tuned.
Diana's business, opening soon a deli bar with a new concept, minimalist hipster, with very delicious meals and some great spots to take photos so you are comfortable. We will be located in Plaza La Joya. Come to meet us. Tip number one, we recommend you to do some exercise to set free your stress and be in shape. So we know about a blogger that have really good workouts. Her name is Chloe Pink. Go to look at her program. It's amazing.
So moving on to the second tip. This is about food. We might lose control of our mouth, but instead of taking like a break, keep eating good and control yourself. So I'll show you some good and healthy recipes and who to follow to get inspiration. If you're in the mood of vegan and save all the animals, I personally recommend you Giovanna Mendoza. She is a Latina vegan blogger, so you can find her YouTube channel, like Giovanna Mendoza. There you can find like a lot of recipes, like meals and desserts and every type of food and every type of beverage. So that is super healthy and yes. But if you don't want to miss everything about meat, you can also follow Dr. Mike. He also has a YouTube channel. So you can follow his diets and recipes to make every day.
Third tip is about sleeping well. This is really important for having all the energy in the day. And if you want to lose some weight, it's necessary to minimum sleep 8 hours. I'm going to tell you some recommendations to sleep. Turn off your phone and other appliances that emit light or noise. Drink some tea, do some exercise, read, and try to relax. So stay tuned. Now we're playing Save Your Tears by The Weeknd.
Good to be back. So now we'll bring you an interview with the beloved one, Dr. Kiki, with her point of view about keep moving on. Hey, welcome, Dr. Kiki. So what do you recommend for people to be healthy in this quarantine? Do you know about some vitamins that we need?
It's important to take care of ourselves and follow the next tip so you don't go insane. I recommend you take vitamin C, B, and E and try to eat more vegetables, fruits, proteins, and good carbs. And try to reduce the unhealthy foods.
Something else you want to say to the people who are listening to you?
Please, it's very important to follow the rules and not leave your houses so this can all go back to normal.
Thank you for this interview, Dr. Kiki. See you later.
We'll put a little commercial, but don't forget about us. Be guilty eating healthy food and your restaurant a blessed garden. Enjoy some desserts and healthy snack for everyone. You can come with your family, with your friends, or by yourself. Cheat days never felt and taste so good. Next tip.
It's important to take care of our family and us. We recommend you that if you are going to go outside, carry an antibacterial gel with you, a mouth cover, gloves, and when you come back to your house, try to have some ethyl alcohol. Spring on your shoes and you leave them in the entrance of your house. Change your clothes, and if you buy some stuff, rub it with ethyl alcohol or Lysol.
For the last tip that we have for you is to plan your day. Try to manage your entire day in a planner or organizer to take advantage of your day. Schedule your homeworks and chores. Try to take note of do not miss things and some spaces just for you. Do something extra and different that you weren't comfortable. Learn new things and organize your day to make these days go faster. Do not desperate. This will improve your skills of organization and have everything complete on time, and not forget or leave things at least. So the first part of the program ended. Good habits, especially these days, are everything. We all are in the same position, so don't freak out and stay safe at home. These were some tips for you. So we have a little break and listen Gino Wine with Pony.
Now we will bring you another thing about quarantine to do when you're really lazy and you totally deserve it, or extra activities to do. The classical of Netflix and chill, watch your favorites by yourself or your family. Have a little of cinema at your house and laugh or cry. Whatever you like, that you can have it. Home spa, skin care is everything, and spending many hours through the day with our screen, it's just too exhausting. So, do some homemade facial mask. Do with nature and drink some tea or coffee. Ask for a massage and relax all your body. It will bring you back to life.
Back to food. So here is a healthy carrot cake recipe. Prep time, 20 minutes. Cook time, 40 minutes. Total time, 1 hour. Dry ingredients. 3 to 4 large carrots, peeled and grated. 3 quarters cup white whole wheat flour, 3 quarters cup all-purpose flour, 1 half cup light brown sugar, 1 half teaspoon baking powder, 1 half teaspoon baking soda, 1 teaspoon cinnamon, 1 half teaspoon ground ginger, 1/8 teaspoon salt, 1/3 cup chopped pecans, and 1/3 cup raisins. Wet ingredients, 1/3 cup unsweetened applesauce, 2 large eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1/4 cup maple syrup, 1 cup unsweetened almond milk, 2 tablespoon melted coconut oil. Cream cheese frosting, 1/2 cup fat-free cream cheese, 1/2 cup non-fat Greek yogurt, 2 tablespoons maple syrup or more to taste.
Instructions. Preheat oven to 315 Fahrenheit. Spray a 9.9-inch pan with coconut oil cooking spray. Set aside. Next, peel and grate 2 or 3 large carrots. Place grated carrot on 2 pieces of paper towel and squeeze out as much of the moisture as possible. Save the juice and drink it. It's good for you. Then measure 2 cups of grated carrots and then place into a large bowl along with the rest of the dry ingredients and mix. In a medium bowl, mix together wet ingredients minus the coconut oil and add wet ingredients into the dry ingredients and mix. Finally, add a milk, coconut oil, and mix again. Then, transfer butter into a 9.9-inch pan and add into the oven. Bake at 350 Fahrenheit or 25 or 30 minutes. Let the carrot cake cool for at the last an hour before frosting.
Cream cheese frosting. While the carrot cake is cooling, make healthy cream cheese frosting. Place all ingredients into a medium bowl and mix until smooth. Once the carrot cake is cool enough, frost, top with optional ground cinnamon and chopped pecans. Slice and enjoy. That's all for today.
Thank you for listening.
And tune again. Bye-bye.